This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Luke Morrow in for Reggie today alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. What are your favorite or least favorite unique sports terms? It's the question of the day. Text them in 713-572-4610. The haymakers are already flying in with all of these.
Spoiler alert, it's going to be mostly that you don't like.
Of course, always is.
Fresh four.
Oh, God. All right, let me get that out of the way here, before, Luke, sorry. Just to reset how this came about. PGA Championship, for all my golf friends out there, they're having a big controversy about what they're calling mud balls, which is a common term. Your ball gets plugged into the fairway, not in the rough, but in the fairway because it's wet. They usually let you pick up the ball, clean it, and set it on some good grass. They're not letting them do that, so Scottie Scheffler went off yesterday. I almost put the audio in here, but it was too long. He went off on it yesterday. And then I'm watching the Astros game, and this is where I thought of the question of the day. And Yonner Diaz got three sliders in a row, nasty, from Jacob DeGrom.
Filthy.
Filthy. And I turned to my wife, and I said, well, gave him the old White Castle special. Three sliders in a row. She looked at me like I had two heads. But you said you never heard of that either.
No, I haven't. I like it.
Yeah. You might be the only one to use it.
No. I got some feedback. It's been out there. It's kind of, it's maybe a little dated. But anyway, sports terms like that you like or dislike. And I'm sitting next to a really, really good play-by-play guy, experienced. And I told him off air, my life's mission at this point, one of them, is to get him a play-by-play job because he deserves it. That's Luke Morrow.
Appreciate
what
it.
Are the ones that you've heard so far? Things like painted the black,
yeah,
can of corn that you've used.
Yeah, I'm guilty. I think of a lot of these. Really. Somebody said golden sombrero. I always like that one.
I don't mind that one,
and I use it.
And the platinum.
No.
That's four strikeouts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't have that on my bingo card, somebody said on the text line.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah.
But that's as much sport, daily life as sports, too.
It's really true.
Yeah. The one that kind of bothered me now, and it didn't back in the day, I was alive and remember when it happened.
Yeah.
Remember when Rasheed Wallace was talking smack?
Oh, yeah. I like that one still.
And then he said, ball don't lie.
I still like that.
He got missed the free throw. He said,
you don't
ball
use
don't
it anymore?
I don't like it no more, man. Ball don't lie.
Yeah.
I don't like it no more.
Yeah. Come too mainstream.
The soccer one that I do like, and some people hate, you know what a nutmeg is?
Yeah. I like that one.
I like nutmeg. Yeah. When you kick the ball between someone's legs, you nutmeg them. Yeah, I like that one.
It's not necessarily a sports one, but I always love when you say, like, giving him the business, or they gave him the business.
Giving him the business? Who was the referee?
Yeah, there was the one ref. But then he called the penalty.
Giving them the business.
Yeah.
Oh, and I didn't mention the Vandermeer thing. And he knows this. He's one of my best friends, but I flat out told him when he goes, and it's a fresh four. I'm like, yeah, we don't necessarily need to say that, do we? He didn't like that when I brought it up with him.
But, yeah, that one I don't mind. We got into this a little bit, the crosstalk earlier, sponsored by D&M Auto Leasing, with because Sean was so adamant he hates Chip. Mm-hmm. I'm similar with the abbreviations. I mentioned Tutty for touchdown. I can't stand.
That's become a good one.
Too popular. Yeah. And then somewhat different, I don't like in basketball when people call assists helpers. I don't know why, but when they say he had nine helpers last night, I hate that.
How you feel about like being a broadcaster being a home broadcaster and somebody say, oh, the good guy's up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Like, just say the Rockets are up by four.
The good guys are up.
The good guys by four.
Giving him his flowers.
Yeah.
What are we doing? And CJ uses that a lot. Yeah, I'd give him his flowers on that.
Yeah. I kind of like
that. You don't mind it?
Yeah, kind of like it.
How do we feel about pancake? Like when you pancake block someone.
Indifferent. I don't have an issue.
Yeah, I don't feel no type of way about it.
But getting a lot coming in. Twin killing.
I like twin killing.
I don't mind that one either.
I use that plenty.
Yeah.
There was one I did get rid of because it became too cliche, but when it's a 2-2 count in baseball with two outs and sometimes a runner at second, people always say deuces are wild.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to use that one, and then I heard everyone saying, I'm like, this is annoying. So I don't like that anymore.
I'm with the 713 on this one. I think downhill is way overused. They use it in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get the downhill runner, you know, the guy that goes hard and straight and, you know, doesn't mess around, doesn't put a lot of it. I get that one. But people use downhill like in every sport now. I'm like, no, that's overused for sure.
Along those lines, I think my father really doesn't like physicality, which has become a big buzzword in recent years.
Yeah.
That's one he doesn't like. And I kind of agree. There's certain buzzwords that become too overused.
Now, I think that's the big thing right there.
What about control your own destiny?
I don't mind it.
I like it.
I don't mind it, but that's another one that's been used way too much. Way too much. But giving him his flowers, you know, all these other ones that people are way overusing.
What about the laundry on the field?
Oh, thank you.
Whenever it's a flag, the referee throw a flag, you got laundry on the field.
Do you use that?
Yeah. I don't mind that one.
Got a little laundry on the field. How about dinger?
Not the biggest fan. I don't think I've ever said that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah. I do like Hat Trick 409. I don't mind that one at all. Mm-hmm.
Hat Trick is cool.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the word to you. People don't say three goal. They say Hat Trick.
You got the Hat Trick. Yeah, I don't mind that one at all. But yeah, no. So there are some that you like, some that you don't like. As they're coming in, I don't think play-by-play guys use this one, 832. We want a pitcher, not a belly itcher.
Oh, yeah.
This one I like. I mean, we don't use this. We kind of use this in street ball, but I like the term double dribble instead of just travel. Some people say travel.
Well, double dribble is the dribble.
Yeah,
dribble
part. Like picking the ball up twice.
Yeah.
We used to say double.
Yeah.
That instead of saying travel or carry, say double. Yeah.
Somebody said for baseball, when you talk about the count, nothing and one, they can't stand. It should be 0-1.
Yeah, 0-1 is probably
nothing
better.
Nothing and one. Yep.
But you had a good point. And like the score is 0-0.
Yeah, that's old school broadcasters always nitpick that. You can't say like no scores. We head to the third when it's 0-0 because that is the score. Right? So you should say it's 0-0.
There is a score. It's that he's got receipts. Oh, thank you. Oh, how did I not forget? Remember this one. Trust the process.
It's become a real
trust
cliche.
Being sorry. Just trust being bad.
And a lot of people are saying they don't like when players yell, "Let's go." That's overused.
It is.
Yeah.
Way overused. Everybody says, "Let's go." The other one was he could go all the way. Okay, whatever. I don't mind that one at all. Let's go.
I don't know if this is sport. This is probably not sports related, and I could get in trouble for this because our boss uses it a lot. But LFG, when people say LFG.
Oh, I think that's very sports. I think
really
that,
okay
yeah, I
because
think
I hate when
sports.
People like I hate when people just use the letters LFG.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, man, that's.
I would say that for all like abbreviations. People say BRB in real life.
Oh God, that drives me nuts.
FYI,
in the
I guess
text,
is,
don't text me BRB.
Yeah,
just get back to me.
When you speak it, it's even worse.
And yeah,
and I don't mind if the word or term or whatever the hell it is, tutty. Is ever used again.
Yeah, I hate that one.
Do not say tutty.
Yeah.
That,
say TD.
TD, touchdown, anything.
Yeah,
but
TD,
where
touchdown.
Where did that come from?
I have no idea.
The tutty. I don't even know what.
It had to be a player that said it or something.
Well,
and
sure.
And everybody ran with it.
Yeah. There was also a period of time, because I think they used it in Madden, where pay dirt became a real popular
that's
turn
old
of phrase.
School.
Yeah, and I guess it was brought back in recent years, and now that's been overtaken by tutties, the new like cool phrase for touchdowns. Mm-hmm. I hate it.
How you feel about just using the term pitskin?
I don't mind that. I think that's like a hat tip to the. There's one. A hat tip to the old school, playing within myself, from the 713. Grand Salami.
No,
I don't like. I'd never like that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, that one's terrible.
Oh, I hate that one.
Every sportscaster should just say no.
Just say Grand Slam.
Grand Slam.
I saw somebody say Holy Toledo. I don't know if they were saying they like that or hate. That's an old school one. I hope no one's still using that today.
Yeah.
Unless it's people in Toledo, Ohio or something like
that's
that.
Fair.
Oh, there's so many that I hate that are coming up now. You know how much I hate. They're playing with tempo. That is my number one. That is my Sean Pendergast. You know, what was the one that at the top of his list? It wasn't
Chip.
Yeah. When people, Troy Aikman, every broadcast, they're playing with tempo now. No, they're not. They're either playing up tempo or they're playing with slow tempo. Playing with tempo is either or. You know, when they go fast, it's not playing with tempo. It's up tempo. Get the hell out of here with that. It every single time. That they say, oh, they got tempo going now. I just feel like throwing something at the TV.
You know what? I never thought about it. You convinced me. I still like the phrase, but I do agree with your point. Yeah.
No, it's not tempo. Every time you walking is tempo. Crawling is tempo.
It's true.
Sprinting is up tempo. I mean, it playing with tempo is not right. All broadcasters, please.
Well, that kind of lead me to the one I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
They just wanted it more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They just wanted it more. I hate that term.
And
man.
You know, Reggie, and I like this term, but Reggie hates momentum. He thinks momentum doesn't exist. I think it can. I think even just mentally, psychologically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Tempo. Now you go, 110%?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think baseball is the sport more than the others that there's just so many phrases that are specific to baseball.
Can of corn.
Yeah, a lot of the old school ones I don't really like anymore.
Yeah.
Can of corn being one of them.
Yeah. Can of corn, you know where that comes from, don't you?
Yeah, wasn't it getting it off like a top
shelf? The top shelf back in the day, like back in the Babe Ruth days, they would have to, the corn was always on the very top row of the general store, and they would use this little stick to knock it down and catch it.
Yeah.
Catch it like a can of corn.
That one I know. Yeah. One of the new ones I don't like in baseball is, and I'm going to butcher it. I mean, what is it, like the sword when you get like those check swings?
Oh, yeah.
What do they call it? Mm-hmm. Swords?
The
or
sword.
I don't like that.
What about people call home runs taters?
Eh, You know what? I don't use that.
Oh, I'm about to say, man, come on.
You don't
man.
Like it?
Nah, man. Home runs, man. It's not hard to say. We ain't got to pimp out the word home run. Home run is cool. We ain't got to say no taters.
I don't use it, but I don't mind it as much as you do. That's your tempo. Any word that comes out of Chris Collinsworth's mouth. Well, that's just mean.
Yeah, I'm a Collinsworth guy.
What about Bush League? Every time something happens, that's just Bush League.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, that's Bush League.
Yeah, because obviously, you know, smaller league, Bush League, whatever.
We'll end on this one from the 281. They should call the Grand Slam a Denny's special. I actually like that.
Gave him the old Denny's.
Yeah. Oh, let me sneak one more in because I do hate this. Whenever people say get in the hole in golf, I hate when someone tees off and there's always that loser who thinks he's being funny yelling, get in the hole. It's so annoying.
It might have been funny the first time they used it.
Yeah. 30 years ago. Stop doing it.
Yes.
Or even the Baba Booey from the Howard Stern. Stop with those.
Oh, yeah.
It's not funny anymore. So annoying. Hey, keep texting those in. What are your favorite and least favorite unique sports terms? 713-572-4610. We'll continue to update that as we go. But when we come back, it's time to go around the NFL. It's in the loop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.